Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line is our Odyssey NBA insider, Nick Friedell. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Nick, thanks so much for joining us. Before we get into this NBA talk, how'd you enjoy Jazz Fest?
Mike is the best.
And you got to see the Stones, right?
I mean, to see those dudes and Mick Jagger at 80 moving the way they were still, it was something that I won't soon forget. Although I was just telling Charlie, what made me sad is I'm standing there and it was pretty hot. It wasn't too bad. I mean, I've been down there where it's been way worse in the summer in New Orleans, but when you're watching like all these 60 and 70 year olds who've been out there all day passing out during the show, I felt real bad. But the concert was great, the atmosphere was great, and there were a lot of happy people to see the Stones doing their thing even at this age.
Man, it's unreal for that run. Man, I remember them as a kid. Watch it. First time I ever saw it, man. Boy, I'm really dating myself. The Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, boy.
I love it.
Man, and so I'm not a young dude so on that particular part, but I remember when that happened. But to see him still sort of cracking it, man, is unbelievable today. It really is impressive. And, you know, one of the things, man, Jazz Fest has really become such an event from people all over the world. It's just not United States. They got people here from Australia, Belgium, France, you name it. They are here for it, and they enjoy it so much. And with the food, the music, just an awesome, event to have here in our city.
Mike, I think this was noticeable to me as somebody who's traveled the country, obviously doing what I do, and seeing different musical performers in different atmospheres. It meant something to the Stones to be at Jazz Fest, and that speaks to just how special the atmosphere is there and what an event that's been put on for years and years and years. But seeing them in that moment put on that kind of show and get the crowd into it the way that they did, you can't fake that kind of stuff. And So to be there was awesome, but it was really good for the city as well.
And even more good news, we got one of the texters write us strawberry Hubik pies back in the stores today.
How about that?
How about that, man? So next time you come, grab you a couple of them if you like strawberry like I do. Nick, first question would be, the most impressive thing I've seen in the playoffs so far is the poise and the ability to control the moment we see from Oklahoma City so far and also the Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves have a little bit more you know, credentials with them playing in the playoffs. OKC didn't have a lot. But to see the poise and watch what the Timberwolves are doing to the defending champs and basically get in between their ears, out-physical, out-play them, and you can just see they like, hey, you can throw everything you got at us. We going to beat you. It doesn't matter. And you see Oklahoma City in game one against Dallas, they sort of took over that game also the same way. Now, I think Luka is no question that the injury part is affecting him, but so is their defense.
Very, very much so. Let's start with the Thunder because, I mean, that team, they just don't get the credit that they deserve in large part, as you guys well know, having just watched that series over the last couple of weeks. A lot of people across the country still don't know about who this team is. And they've got a lot of players that kind of fly under the radar, but the defense is just unbelievable. They know exactly where to be. It starts, of course, with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, but there is a buy-in from that group that you see, especially as the games get bigger, where they know what they need to do and they execute the game plan. And for a young team to do that, I mean, guys, we just don't see that. We can talk about talent all day long, but
correct.
when you're taking teams just completely out of what they want to do game after game, they're going to earn everything that they've gotten. So the Thunder just continue to open eyes all over the place. And the Timberwolves, I am still shocked. I cannot believe that this team has done this to the Nuggets. I think there was a lot of people and the thought around the league as the series started was, can they do it against Denver? Can they do it against Jokic? Can they play the same way, the way they just absolutely dominated Phoenix? And right now the answer is yes. And when you don't even have Gobert in game two and you can do that, we could go up and down the roster on the reasons why they have played the way that they have. And, of course, with Anthony Edwards, there's no telling just how much better he can be. But, Mike, the point is well taken. Both of these teams are young. Both of these teams are determined to prove that they are better than what they've shown at various points. And they've gotten better in the postseason. And I think in both cases, you just do not see that in the NBA in this era, and it's a credit to what they're building right now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Our insider calls by NBA insider Nick Friedell are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive and standard third-row seating. Charlie?
Defense. Nick, that OKC thing with the Thunder and how well they've been playing defensively, I agree 100%. I think that game one against Dallas where they gave up 95 points, and granted, the first series, we all down here know what happened. I think that's the most points they've given up in a playoff game so far. You want to talk about getting to 5-0 easily? That's how you do it. You hold a team below 95 points consistently. And so, as Mike said, Luka Doncic, we don't think he's 100% right now. I think he's far from it. But at the same time, I think the Dallas Mavericks, you know, heading into the series, had Luka been 100% and had he been healthy, like, they have the top-end talent to compete with anyone, with Luka and Kyrie. But if you're talking about team play and how well coached the Thunder are, Nick, I just think that they don't have enough offensively to break through that Thunder defense with how they've been playing so far.
Charlie, I agree with you. And when you watch Oklahoma City, that is where they just dominate teams. It's like they break their will over the course of four quarters. You are just waiting towards the end of the game to see that group together on the floor make the plays they need to make defensively. And again, we're going through all the reasons why both of these young teams have done what they've done. Oklahoma City has been playing this way for a while, but it just seems like they've saved the best version of their game for the biggest games. And if you're Dallas, yes, you have Luka and Kyrie, and the point is that Luka just seems off, doesn't look right. Yep. Like, that is an issue. But I don't think, as a group, the NBA media is giving Oklahoma City its due yet, just because everybody was waiting to see how they would perform as the games got bigger. They're up to the challenge. And we've touched on it the last couple weeks while we talked about the Thunder, but it just feels like when they plug in, and Mark Danigo, the coach, when he plugs in the players into his system, they know where to be and they trust each other. And that's usually what you see from a veteran group that's been there before. You don't see it from a young, talented team that's just kind of finding their way in these moments. So the Thunder defensively have only improved in the postseason. And there's no reason right now, guys, to think that Dallas, despite the talent that they do have, especially up high, Charlie, with Luka and Kyrie, they're going to have the depth they're going to need against the defense that just keeps finding ways to get better in these games.
And before we head out east, Nick, I want to ask you about Minnesota and Denver. I think that if you're asking me for my top dollar, that was one of the best defensive performances I've ever seen, given the circumstances, given the opponent, given the situation, what Minnesota did to Denver on their home court, the defending champions, on Monday. By the way, there's a huge gap between game two and three. Like, game three is tomorrow. So that's like the saving grace I feel for this, you know, Denver team, is that they have a lot of time to regroup. But going down 2-0 on your home court and having to get it back in Minnesota, it's not a good look for them. But based off of what Minnesota accomplished in that game two, holding them to 80 points, holding them to 35% shooting, 12 blocks, 11 steals, they were just fantastic in that game, and they suffocated the defending champion Nuggets. I mean, Nick, is there a route back into the series for Denver, or is this over?
I think there's always a route for a team that's been there before and done it. And Charlie, Denver is too proud to think they're just going to roll over.
Right.
As well as Minnesota has played, and they've been unbelievable, I just don't see Jokic just letting his team fade completely away in game three. Although I say that, and I'm thinking of Jamal Murray not only being terrible in the game, but I mean, he's throwing the heat pad. What in the world? But that team, that Denver team, doesn't have the right answers right now, and it's shocking given who they're playing and what the stakes are. But just like with the Thunder, the Timberwolves have earned the credit that they've gotten. And when you see younger teams be able to produce the way that they have, of course, Anthony Edwards is going to get the spotlight, but this goes back to the defensive principles that we're seeing. I mean, you just don't see this type of effort consistently. The only thing that would worry me if you're a Minnesota fan going into game three is a little bit of overconfidence at this point, because they have been so dominant and they've been so good and they've gotten production from so many different areas on the roster. You just worry that they think, all right, well, we got this. Let's go to the Western Conference Finals and see what happens. But I don't think it's over for Denver. I think there's too much pride in a former champion. But everything is on the line for them coming up. And if they don't figure it out, Minnesota looks like a freight train that nobody in the league wants to see at the moment.
Nick, even if you're not a Knicks fan, you got to be impressed with what they've been able to do. You know, without Julius Randle, without Mitchell Robinson, you saw Jalen go down in the second quarter last night with the foot injury, and he comes back and he scores 24 points in the last two quarters of a gritty, tough team. They're not going to overwhelm you with talent, but they play great defense. You know, they'll find a way or figure out a way. And Thibodeau's done a really nice job of this, figuring out a way to win. Now, once they're going to, because I think the Celtics are going to take care of business against Cleveland, but they figured out a way to win. And, you know, you always impressed when you see a team sort of short-sheeted at this point because of the talent and because of the injuries, and yet they still, man, they hang in there and find a way to win. And I think that catches your attention if you're a sports fan, no matter if you're a Knicks fan or not, how they play and how tough and hard-nosed they are as a team.
Given some of the games they've played this postseason, Nick, I would hate to be a Knicks fan, just based off of the heart palpitations you suffered in that first round.
And it's
against the
every
76ers.
Game.
Every single game comes down to the wire, it feels like, but they always seem to kind of pull it out. There was a couple games that they lost in the first round against Philly that didn't go their way, but a lot of the games that they won in the first round, and then both of the first two games against Indiana have, as Mike mentioned, come all the way down to the wire. And then the fourth quarter, when you have someone like Jalen Brunson that can make those plays, the Knicks are in a good spot.
Nick, the other thing, too, is no matter if they play at home or away, it's almost a home field advantage. I mean, they got Knicks fans all over the place cheering them on. They had as many people in Philly cheering for the Knicks as they were for the 76ers. I mean, that's what it sounded like. So they have the backing here of the folks, but I think a lot of it has to do with their style of play, their toughness, their grittiness.
Mike, I couldn't agree with you anymore, and it seems like Knicks fans are just coming out of the woodwork all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, they've been waiting for 25 years for this moment, and now that they've got it, they're like, oh, good luck playing us at the Garden or wherever you may see us. I cannot imagine how many Knicks fans are going to be in Indianapolis for game three and four, but to the point about the intensity of that group and the DNA of that team, that is straight from Tom Thibodeau. He has got a roster full of guys, and it starts with Jalen Brunson, who believe in all the principles that he has stood on for his entire coaching career. He wants to be hard-nosed. He wants to play tough on defense. He wants guys that are going to stay in there for 48 minutes. Hello, Josh Hart. He wants guys that are going to play together till the end every night, and he's got it. I cannot tell you how many times in all those years I covered him in Chicago, no matter who was on the floor, he would say, we have more than enough to win. He believes it. And it's something that is filtered through that roster, and they trust that no matter who goes out there, and that's clear because of all the injuries they've dealt with, they're going to find a way. And we talked about it with Minnesota and Oklahoma City as younger teams. Now you've got a more veteran team with Brunson playing at the level he's playing, but the belief is there. Now, guys, do I think that they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals? Absolutely. Do I think they're beating Boston? No way. But it is a hell of a story that the Knicks, who have been seemingly bad and sleeping and irrelevant for 20, 25-plus years at this point, have got the Garden rocking at that level. And it is going to be unbelievable if they can finish off the Pacers and the Celtics get through the Cavs to see those two teams in that spot in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Nick, the last one we got for you, obviously, the Celtics-Cavaliers game two is tonight. It just felt like that first-round series between Cleveland and Orlando was almost like a sacrificial lamb series. Like, yes, you know, you make it to the second round, but you have to face this juggernaut in the Celtics. And, I mean, Boston really showed that in game one. They blew him out without Kristaps Porzingis. They blew him out by 25 points. It just doesn't feel, you know, Donovan Mitchell has been great in this postseason run, but the Cavaliers just don't have enough to match up with this Boston Celtics squad. And it feels... to me, I don't know, Nick, maybe they get one, but it might be like a gentleman's sweep, like in five or something like that. It just feels like that Boston is destined to meet with the Knicks, like you mentioned, in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Charlie, Cleveland's just not good enough. And when you watch them play, they have a really solid top-line guy, Donovan Mitchell. You've got some other nice pieces, and certainly Jared Allen being out, at least in these last few games, is been a real problem for them. But Cleveland is not a team that scares you in the playoffs. It's been the knock on them all along, dating back to last year when that Knicks team that a lot of people didn't expect much from just absolutely dominated them in five games. So the only thing that would scare me if you're a Celtics fan is an injury. We've seen so many guys go down, it seems, in the postseason already. You just hope that aside from Porzingis getting healthy and back, that you can stay away from that other next big potential letdown if you can help it. But I don't see anybody in the East being able to knock out Boston, and certainly not a Cleveland team that just snuck by Orlando a few days ago.
Nick, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great to have you on. And now I'm getting a whole bunch of texts about the Hubik pies. So everybody's favorite Hubik pies. But I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks so much for joining us.
Mike, save one for me, man. I enjoy being with you guys every week.
All right, we'll do. That was Odyssey NBA Insider Nick Friedell. Insider Calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan-favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.